Hi, everybody, and it's Corrine and I, and we're glad to be here tonight. Hi, Corrine, how are you?
Good, how are you, Tareem?
Good, good, good. So we got a really cool show tonight. We're going to talk about the art of allowing and what does that mean? What does that mean, Corrine? Let's start off with asking the question, what does the art of allowing mean? You know?
The art of allowing is the process that we take to create, you know, to begin manifesting all of our goals and our dreams. So it's the steps that we take to allow abundance to come into our life and manifestations to occur.
Okay, manifestations to occur. Mm-hmm. And see, you know, I asked that to a client of mine today. I go, what is the art of allowing? She goes, is that where I allow my husband to please me? Could be. Love that.
Or the, anyway. The art of receiving, the art of giving.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good balance. Anyway, I like that. One of the things that I think, too, is when we say the art of allowing, a lot of times when we're wondering when things are going to happen and when it's going to happen and why isn't it happening, I think what it really means is that we're so used to old things playing in our head, old tapes, that we can't have it, I don't have enough money, that when you look around, you go, well, why don't I have more? Well, what you're doing is this stuff inside your head is playing the old stuff from when you were a kid. I need more money. I need love. I need a boyfriend. I need a girlfriend. I need a husband. I need a wife. I need health. I need better life choices, right? Because that's really what it's about. So if you're saying, how can I allow more to come in, you know, giving and receiving, you know, because that's really what it's about here in the universe, one of the things that you've got to do is say, okay, what do I really want? And really focus your intent, because if your vibration is matching your desires, like what are some desires that you want, Corrine, besides a you know new car, whatever? So
right, no, and we all want that, right? We all want a new car, we all want a new house, we all want the best job.
Yeah,
we can go on and on with our desires, right?
Yeah. So why aren't they a vibrational? If you don't have your desires, right? Okay, or like for me. I would like to see, I'd like to have a new car eventually. I'm happy with the one I've got, but in the next couple of years, year and a half, my goal is I'd like to have a Jag. And so, you know, and if, and also I'd like to be in a really good relationship with a guy. So too as well. And I want it to be one of those hot, steamy, sexy, fun, magical relationships. And people are like, well, you can't have that. You know, it's never like that. Says who? Says you, not me. You know what I mean? And so if we look around and we go, okay, if we desire all these things, house, money, cars, relationships, and they're not matching what we have, what do you think the secret is? How do we close the gap?
It's the vibe, you know, we're not being a vibrational match to our desires. So how do we do that? We've got to change the script that's going on inside of our head. So just like what you were saying is, if we're focusing on, you know, what we don't have, what we want, and saying, you know, I don't have this, I'm not going to get this, you know, I don't believe I'll ever have that, our vibrational match will bring us exactly more of that, more of not having again. So we've got to change the script inside of our heads and create positive affirmations and believe that what we've asked for is already happening. So we've got to align with the energy of already having what we're asking for in order for it to start manifesting.
Okay, I agree with you on that. So so we change and we do that with positive affirmations. And before we go any further, I just want to make sure Corrine and I are really psychic. We've been able to see and talk to angels for, well, we're all forever 21, but we've been able to do that. So if you have a question or you want to know what your angels are saying or you want a psychic reading and ask a question, give us a call. Not only are we going to share with you what we see, but we'll give you the tools that we see, too, to help you get there quicker. Having good things faster is always more fun than not having them slower. Okay, so you're saying that meditation, also positive affirmations. Let's say that for me, I want a boyfriend. What would be a positive affirmation for me that I could say? Do you think would work? I'm going to get a boyfriend. That's a good one.
Well, I'm going to have that you already have the boyfriend, and you've got to be very clear with your intentions and just like we're saying, write the script, write it all out. And then the key to manifesting what you want is you also have to have gratitude too. So how does gratitude feel like? And align yourself with the energy of that. So be thankful when you are creating your intention that you already have a boyfriend and this is how he's going to show up and, you know, this is how he's going to look like and all of that. Align yourself with the emotion that falls with that intention.
Okay. So all I have to do is, okay, for me, and then I want to ask with you, something that you want. For me, I'd like to be in a really cool relationship. I don't have it yet, but I'm in the process of creating it, and I'm not sure how it's going to happen, but this is my intention, this is my focus, and I'm going to have a great boyfriend, a great relationship, and eventually one day I'm going to live and be married. So that's what I'd like to do, and that's what I need to say and focus my intention on that. Is that what you're telling me to do?
Yes. I'm sorry, Tari, we've got our lines are all full right now, so Michael from Kansas City is on line two.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, Michael.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Michael.
Listen, you know Corrine, and Michael is amazing. He's been such a great mentor to me because he's super successful in every area of his life. Michael, I know that we talked about the Daily Diamonds, which are the positive affirmations. Can you share with us in a couple of minutes here things that would – and also, you're extremely psychic. I know you've had a near-death experience, and he's going to be a guest on our show later today, just to let you guys know that. But share with us a little bit about how you created the amazing business, and I know that you just – that you're engaged now. So he's off the market for now. So tell us how you created your success. And I think because he's got a great way of what he does. And he uses the Daily Diamonds, I think. Go ahead, Michael. Share with us. We want to know. And if you got a psychic question, too. Because Corrine and I are great psychics. Self-proclaimed at this time.
Well, one of the things when I was growing up and going through college, there was a professor that I had in business. And his name was Dr. Hall. And he was very intense, but he also was one of the individuals who believed that whatever it is that you want to set your mind or whatever it is that you want to obtain, you have to think it. You have to prepare yourself for it. And he blew everybody in the business class away because we just couldn't get it. And we just couldn't see what he was talking about. He was a little eccentric, but he basically saw exactly where he wanted to be in his life. And so when I partnered up with him, one of the things that he started working with me as I was going through school was helping me to see exactly what type of business, what type of success, and to start to embrace that. He told me to look in the mirror every morning and say, today I've made a significant step. And to commit my actions and my intentions to paper. Because once you start doing that, then you start to create things around you and you start to follow suit. Because if you think it, you believe it. If you believe it, you're going to commit yourself to paper. And I used those things over the years to see the business that I'm in and to grow it from just basically nothing to where it is now. My contracts, the services, even the administrative functions and the businesses that were created were based off of those principles. See it, believe it, taste it. Commit your intentions to paper and then follow suit on that. And he drilled that in me. I didn't care too much for him during the process, but I loved him afterward. And so those were some of the basic principles of just the thought process. And then to surround yourself with people who were smarter than you. And he always talked about that. So those were some of the things that were very helpful for me. And I still practice those principles. You have to be able to stay in touch but what it is that you're looking for, and to stay focused, and to embrace that. So that's some of the things that I do on a daily basis.
Michael, I have a question for you because I know you and I have talked about this a lot. You say commit it to paper, okay? So you know, asking the angels is great because they're going to help you, but what do you mean by committing it to paper?
You have to be clear. If you're okay. not clear in what you are looking to do, to create, then you're going to get exactly what you're looking for. Sometimes you're not going to get exactly what you're thinking you're going to get. Be clear. One of the things is that he taught us is that if you want to get into business, what business do you want to get into? Be clear about that. What is your market strategy? Be clear about that. Look and at your surroundings and document that and be very clear with what your intentions. I want to do this, I want to accomplish this, and then meditate on that. And then once you do that, one of the biggest things that he actually pushed with the class was to start to see it. See yourself walking in the door. Envision yourself waking up and heading to that job or heading to your business. Because if you're not going to start that process, then you're not going to be able to commit that to paper and to believe what you're writing down so that it becomes a reality.
Okay, really quickly, because we got a lot of the colors, and we're going to have you on as a guest, and you're amazing, because I know you're a motivational speaker as well, and really, really, that's a great career for you that's starting up. What do you feel like with working with angels, with, you know, that kind of thing? Would you share with people how that has helped you? And I know you got a psychic question. You can ask Corinne and I, because we're going to give you a great answer, okay?
The angel aspect for me is also in prayer and to sit and to meditate and to ask for certain things so that you can commit those to paper. I remember several times when I was looking to expand, I couldn't figure out if I should buy this property or should I partner up with another company. And I'd actually would start writing down what my outcomes, and I started to meditate on those types, on the types that I have committed to paper. And slowly but surely, the answers would start to manifest. And it became easy. It's like success started to happen. It's like this is too easy. There has to be some strings attached. But to actually start meditating and to ask for the guidance. Should I go here? Should I go there? But you have to have a blueprint, a roadmap. And that's exactly some of the things that I used to do and I still do at various times.
That's great, Michael. He's going to give us this roadmap to success on when he comes as a guest. And then we appreciate that. Michael, what is a question? You have a psychic question you want to ask Corinne and I?
I'm engaged. I'm nervous.
Aw.
Yeah. Aw. She's an amazing woman. She's an amazing woman.
She's a lucky woman, too. That's what I see.
She's really cool. And she challenges me. She's my equal. She's my match. Success down the line. What do you see that's on the horizons for us as a future couple?
As a couple? Corinne, you want to go first? Or do you, Corinne?
Sure. I know. I wasn't feeling well earlier today, but I actually got something... And what I'm getting from her is that you can't push her. I'm not sure if I'm familiar with this energy, but this energy feels familiar. I just got really clearly that you can't push her. When you guys are married together, she needs to kind of have her own two legs. And be able to do things for herself too as well, which will help with her own self-confidence. And I think what will help you guys have a stronger partnership is, you have been a great, support for her, a really strong foundation. But she also needs to do things on her own. And so you can support her by walking together with her instead of carrying her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, cool.
But hold on one second, Michael, because I'm telling you what I got too as well is like shoulder to shoulder, side by side, you guys walk together. Okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then ride the magic carpet ride together too. How's that sound? Anyway, yeah. So, do you have anything else you want to share? because we're going to let you go and have you back on to give us the roadmap to success. By the way, guys, anybody that's listening, Michael started out at zero and negative zero, I think, in certain instances, and now he is extremely successful. So we'll be excited to talk to him. And thank you for calling in, Michael. I appreciate it. Do you have anything else before you go? Oh, you're welcome. Take care. I love him. He's the best. Corrine, he gave us some things to think about. Meditation. I know that he does the daily diamonds that you and I talk about that we have a lot of people that are doing and getting some great results. And writing it down on paper. I write things down on paper. I think we have to change the script in our head, and then it'll make it a heck of a lot easier writing it on paper. What do you think?
I think so too. I mean, that's where it starts. It starts inside your mind, what you want to manifest. And then you put it onto paper to solidify it. But you've also got to add to that the feeling of already having these things that you've written down now, because the universe will respond to how we feel. Writing it down, kind of, you're writing it in stone. So you're solidifying your intentions, but you've got to add to that your emotional response to what you were trying to manifest. And how do you do that? How does that feel like? You have to have gratitude. You have to feel these emotions to add more power to what you're trying to create. So
gratitude?
Right. So how does that feel like? You can imagine the last time that you felt love, appreciation, or gratitude. Think back to the last time you ever felt those things and re-experience that memory, and that feeling will help you align with the energy to begin manifesting. Does that make sense?
That's really good. Yeah, it does. And I want to talk about that. Do we have another caller? Because it feels like somebody's on the line waiting.
We've got Linda from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Linda from Pennsylvania. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Hi, Linda. And I'm glad you called. Green's here too as well.
Hello.
And we are glad you called. And Linda works with Corrine and I, and we do some special calls, special classes, and Linda has been a part of that. And I know, Linda, you've had some real epiphanies or awakenings. What kind of things have been going on in your life? Will you share? Because your story will help others.
Well, I'm happy to do that. Thank you. And I'm happy for the help also. I had a freak accident 5 years ago that changed my life, and I lost my job, and a lot of very difficult circumstances have come my way, and I've been fighting an uphill battle for 5 years, and in the last 2 or 3 years, I would say from the beginning, my spiritual growth began. I mean, it just completely changed my way of thinking, and I have been meditating and taking some metaphysics classes and developing my own intuition because it just felt natural to do that. And what I've been learning about manifesting, I have set forth in my mind things that I want that are much bigger than anything I ever thought I'd hoped for in my life. Oh. And they include, you know, financial gains that I feel that I want and deserve, ultimate love relationship, I'm writing a book, and I want that to be successful, and I see a movie coming from that book, and I'm envisioning these things, and I've been wishing for these, and Tari, you're aware how long I've been wishing for these, because I've talked to you on occasions about it, but the thing is that no one could really see exactly when this would happen, and I'm learning about timing, because I'm connected to my guides and my angels. These days, I feel it very strongly. I feel them giving me messages, and what I'm learning is that they're giving me one task at a time to meet to get what I want in my life. And they're saying to me, "Well, first you need to look at the pain from your childhood. We're going to show you what you need to see, and you need to heal from that. You need to forgive." So I went through a period where that was going on. Then I went through, you need to look at your current relationship, and the problems need to be dealt with. You need to look at those. Here they are. You've got to deal with them if you want these things to happen in your life. So I did that. Well, the latest thing that I've gotten, and I feel that these manifestations are about to occur, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. I'm getting to the very top of the hill. I'm about to go over, and everything is going to change. And I know this to be true in my heart. And they're saying to me, okay, this is the last thing. You need to love yourself. That, I don't know if I can do that, which I find very interesting because all of my life I've been a giver. I've given, given, given. I've always had very negative self-talk. I'm not quite sure where I learned that, but that's been me. And now I have to learn a different way. And I'm coming to you for help because I need to get what I want in my life. They tell me I've had to live into it. I've had to live into it. No one could tell me when because it's really up to me. And that's the part that has really been mind-boggling. And they're saying self-love. You have to love yourself as much as you love other people. So wow. That is my epiphany. And that is, I just know that when I do accomplish that one thing where I love myself that much, and it's for real that these things will all come because I've done all the work, all the other work to make them happen. And that's what I feel from the depths of my soul. So I'm asking for help about self-love because I truthfully realize I'm not good at it. I've never been good at it or nurturing myself or being kind to myself. It's just foreign to me. And I know a lot of people in my life who are like this also. I'm not alone. And I'm thinking, what is it about our society that's made us not realize the value of ourselves? And God wants us to love ourselves. It's not, you know, it's not just about loving other people. That's the beginning. You know, it starts with you. So that's what I've learned. And I'm grateful for this knowledge that's been given me and all the people who are coming into my life to teach me how to do this. And you are one of two of them.
Aw, thank you. Anyway, there's an echo on the phone, I think, but if Don or Seth or somebody can help us with that. Linda, one of the things I know that you just started with the Daily Diamonds, and I think we sent you some videos and everything. That's really going to help you. But when you have a challenge like loving yourself, which a lot of us do, we don't even realize it. But the solution is the Daily Diamonds are loving. Yeah. First of all, knowing that you have it, and then wanting to change it, and then the Daily Diamonds are they're put in place for you that we have. That Michael Mansfield is the creator of those. His book is coming out. I'm so grateful for him for letting us have them before the book came out. But they'll help you, and also the CD or the downloads, I guess, is the way you say it. And Corrine, do you have anything you want to share? Because I know that you're just you got a lot on your plate tonight, and I didn't want to push you too much, but I'm gonna push you a little bit.
I not a lot on my plate. I've been feeling sick, nauseous. So that's why I'm not quite myself today. So I apologize if I haven't been talking. We had on our weekly calls, and actually Amora's on the line, but Amora said something really great about how do we fall in love with ourselves and how do we do that? And that's by, changing the perception of all the negative experiences that we've experienced in our lives and forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. You have to release all of that baggage and, take a look at how we live our lives and all the focus and all the dedication that we put towards our business, our work, towards other people. And, I think Tareen, you and I just spoke to a friend last night who is really, really great in her business life. And that's what usually happens is that we create this imbalance. We put so much effort and focus on the job and other people around us that we forget about ourselves. And we're the most important piece in our own universe, and doing small little things, Linda, that would make you feel good, like taking a walk or taking a bath, just simple little pleasures will help you love yourself even more every day, because you deserve it. And it's hard, you know. I remember, you know, we probably all have been there where we work such long hours at work and we don't take the time to go get that haircut or go get that manicure or, you know, just take time out for ourselves, but it really is important. And, And it's a hard thing to do, but, you know, it becomes easier after a while. It really does. You start to enjoy those massages and the bath.
Especially if his name is Sven. Linda, I have to share this with you, okay? And one of the things is that you've got the vision. Now you're getting the tools to put them in place, okay? So, that's the key right there. And I'm telling you something, you're going to have it. You're going to have it all. And you said something really key about timing. I know doing readings and talking to people and the coaching sessions that I do or that we do, Corinne, when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? Man, we are the creator of our universe, okay? And when we create with deliberate intention, we can have it any time. Mm-hmm. And it sounds easy, doesn't it? It's like letting that source of energy inside of us, and this is something I'm going to share with you guys. A lot of times when I'm feeling out of sorts or not, you know, I'm angry, mad, or upset about something, I usually don't lose my cool. I'm not one of those people that do that except within myself. And I go, okay, I need to align mind, body, and soul, mind, body, and spirit. Align me right now. Because when I'm in total alignment and you just put it out there, your intention to be aligned, things start happening quicker. You get answers quicker, like Michael was saying. He says prayer and meditation. He's aligning mind, body, and soul. You know, Linda's saying that, you know, she's getting the pieces. She's aligning mind, body, and soul. And Corinne and I, we're aligning mind, body, and soul too, right, Corinne? So, you know, creating with deliberate intention. And Linda, mm-hmm. you're going to be on our weekly calls, and I know we've sent you some stuff. So we want to hear from you again. And we want to hear from you on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. I know that because we're doing some stuff on both nights with a couple groups of people. And thank you for being a part of that. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for your help. I'm so grateful.
Well, we love you. All right. So we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Linda.
Okay. You're welcome.
Isn't she wonderful? I just love her.
Yes.
I know. And she's gone. I mean, she's such an inspiration. And it sounds so easy when we're talking, oh, I love her. She's an inspiration, loving yourself. And, you know, I know that there are people that are listening to this show. That sounds like a bunch of hogwash. That's what my grandfather used to say, God bless him. But it's really not. And there are tools. And if you listen to the tools that people are saying, you know, you have Michael that's went from zero, you know, where he just started with nothing and now is like incredible businesses that he has. And Linda, who's creating too. And you and I we're creating a business and doing our life purpose. One of the things that really will help this is to write the script and tell the story, not how it's always been. You know, if you're saying, I need money, I need money, I need money, and you're walking around saying, I need money, I need money, I need money. How many of you? Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now? Is it better? If you walk around saying, I need money, I need money, I need money, and then you're not getting the money, okay, then you're constantly saying something and the universe is responding because the law of attraction always works. And whatever you're allowing in your life is something that you're thinking. Whatever you're thinking, you're creating. Would you agree, Corinne? What do you think about that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, your thoughts are very powerful. Let me see. Oh, you know what, Tari? We've got Michael. He's back online too, Michael from before. He's got something else that he'd like to add. So you want to take his call again?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's hear from him. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened, though. Can you hear me?
Well, I'm glad.
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up? Talk to us.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Technical difficulties, and all of a sudden, I was gone, but I'm back. But I was really impressed, and loving yourself is very, very important. I personally struggled with that for a number of years until I started to really realize that, and you have to love yourself, and that's very, very important, and to care for yourself and to look after yourself. Very, very powerful. So I just wanted to say that's very, very good.
Well, that's going to be in your roadmap to success with us, right? So when you share with us, when you come back on as a guest, we want to hear all about it, right?
Sure.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for sharing. All right,
thank
honey. Take care. Bye. Much love. anyway, he's got some good stuff there. But it's always it's neat to see when someone, I think love and money are the same, or love and career, love and money are the same coin, just different sides. So he's, you know, when you're good in one, sometimes it takes a little bit extra effort to be good in the other. And then when you're good at both of them, it's like, wow, what is he doing or she doing that I'm not doing, right?
Right, so. Right.
Anyway, so we were talking about, you tell us what you were going to say about manifesting and what we were just talking about, Corinne, because you were saying, and then Michael just jumped in.
Right. No, I was saying that, you know, our minds accept as truth the critical statements we tell ourselves, but it can also accept our positive affirmations. So we were talking about creating positive affirmations, writing our script. We really have to focus on you know, what we want and the emotions behind that. You know, and if we've got this bad script inside of our heads that we've carried with us throughout our entire lives, you know, that might have been generated first in our childhood or we recently picked up now, you have to be aware of those thoughts and realize that you're the one who's, you know, who's the creator of your universe. Make sure you're changing that script that's going on inside your head. Tari, we've got Amora from New Mexico on line 3.
Amora, hey Amora, how are you?
Hi, Amora.
I'm so glad you called in. Anyway, Amora is the best about self-love. So share. You told us some amazing stuff before. Would you share again? Because, you know, about manifesting, creating, the art of allowing. But you told something really wonderful the other night on one of our calls.
Okay, can you hear me?
Did we lose her? Yeah.
No, I'm still here.
Okay, good. We can hear you.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. One of the things I wanted to touch on was just to piggyback on what my sister said about
writing. We need, Amora, we can barely hear you.
How about now?
Oh, yeah, hey. It's better now. Okay.
Okay. I wanted to touch on what Michael said about writing it down. And you do have to put the script in your head, but something, you know, to sound cliche, something magical also happens when you write it down, because you take that energy and you ground it by writing it down. You actually manifest it in the physical, and then it also gives you a chance to look at it. And when you look at it, you'll find that you may need to reword it. And as you reword it, you'll find the perfect combination for you that you'll go, yeah, that's it, that's right. Basically, what that just did is that activated that energetic principle in you, which does allow it to come into manifestation. So writing it down is an important part of it, because it actually takes the energy that's grounded and changes it into the vibration that you want. Now, when Corinne was talking about manifesting and using vibration, I also agree with that. And what I shared with you the other night is a lot of us, and no disrespect, we approach our manifesting powers as a cliche Taurus. And what I mean by a cliche Taurus is when you manifest, there's a language you're supposed to be speaking. It's the language of frequency. It's the language of energy. It's the language of energetics. We approach it like a tourist in a foreign country. We don't bother to really, really learn the language. We just stand in the middle of the square and shout our language louder, hoping we'll be heard. So it's going to be important that we learn the language, and the language is an energetic language. So when you go to feel something, what you're looking for is the outcome, actually the outcome of that feeling. So if you want a new house, when you get the house, how are you going to feel? You're going to feel peaceful. You're going to feel calm. You're going to feel secure. So once you actually start identifying what you're going to feel and take the blanket feeling template off of it, because when you use the blanket feeling template, you really don't get to the heart of it. But if you can learn to actually identify what that feeling is, then you'll have a host of memories of what generated that feeling before. And all the feelings are, they're just a catalyst to get you on that energetic frequency. They're the surfboard that allows you to ride the wave. They're a means to the end. They're not the end in themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so what you're really saying, though, is, that is great, and she's right. You're creating the intention, right? Is that what you're saying?
The intention, when you write it down, that is the intention. It's like you're choosing a vibratory note that you want to write on. When you lock into this intention, you get everything that comes with that vibratory note. So when you add the feeling to it, that particular feeling, you get everything that's associated with that feeling. So if you're manifesting something and it's going to bring you joy, you get everything that's in that joyful spectrum. That's why, at least for me, it's important when I manifest, I call what emotion I want. So I want to manifest a dog run for my dog on the side of the house. That makes me calm. So I'll manifest anything that's in my potentiality that will make me calm, not just the dog run. So when we learn to identify specifically what the emotion is and put that emotion out there, we get everything that comes with that emotion. Now, if I can jump just a hair deeper, it's when we're here to learn manifestation. The best way for us to learn manifestation is to give us what we want. You know, so our actual practice of manifestation is, okay, if you practice this skill, you get this. So it's almost like the carrot. So once we understand that we're here to see manifestation in action, because on all dimensions it's instantaneous. So we get to see it in action. Once we understand that, we'll no longer need the carrot for us to manifest. We'll just, okay, I know what I'm doing. I can do this now. You know, some of the most powerful manifestors get that. They don't need the training wheels. Now, the training wheels are wonderful because it's part of the process when you're learning. But as you become more comfortable, you don't need the training wheel.
So you're talking about instant manifestation. Cool. It's a good thing we don't have it now. Can you
imagine? Instant manifestation, yes.
Well, could you imagine all my exes? They would be walking around with cloven hooves. Okay.
No. That's why we have the dimension of time.
Mm-hmm. That's
grace of everybody else. Or there would be a lot of cloven hoofed people walking around.
That's right. Or missing body parts, ladies. You guys know what I'm talking about. So anyway.
Yeah. Or larger body parts.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That works. That's great. That's a great point. What were you going to say, Amora?
I wanted to say just one thing about self-love. One reason I think it's hard for us to have self-love is because at a very, very young age, we were dissuaded from it. So if we take from infancy up to 2 or 3, we were full of self-love, but our self-love made other people uncomfortable. Our self-love made us uncontrollable in their eyes. So the things that we valued as our own self-love, playing when we wanted to play, eating what we wanted to eat, choosing what we wanted to choose, that verified our spirit, it made others uncomfortable because on some level they were denied that. And then whether it was time constraints, money constraints, or self-esteem issues, it reflected in them what was missing, and that's very, very uncomfortable. So rather than deal with what was in themselves, it was easier to suppress it in us. So when we have a problem with self-love, it's that we really don't remember what it is, and we're looking for someone else's definition of self-love. But when you look at when you love someone else and apply that to yourself, when you love someone else, they can do no wrong. There's no judgment in what they do. You appreciate everything about them. They make you smile when you see them. Take those same attributes and just apply it to yourself as basic groundwork. And then who you truly are will come to the surface, and you'll remember that self-love. It's not as hard as we think it is. It's because I think we're looking for the Hollywood version of self-love as opposed to the multidimensional version of self-love.
I agree with you on that. And one of the things that, and Karina and I have talked about this before, I think we talked a little bit about it last week. when we tap, when we love ourselves, then we, it's easy to tap into that source energy that's a part of all of us, you know, because this body is just a vehicle that we experience, you know, the contrast of, you know, what we want to become in life, or just realizing that we're already that by tapping into part of us that's connected to source energy. And what is source energy? That's a part of that that can create with deliberate intention and create some amazing stuff.
Right.
It doesn't, and it's always available to us, you know, too, as well. And really quickly, Amora, if someone were to ask how they can tap in and get what they, two steps that they can do to create with intention, what would you say? Self-love would be one, right? Well, what would be the other?
Self-love is definitely one. Trusting the process. Just trust the process. Just like when you learned to tie your shoes, it might have felt familiar or awkward to you, but you kept at it. Now you're at the point where you can tie your shoes blindfolded. Well, you can just always get the little Velcro ones, but it's easier to tie your shoes blindfolded. So
that's good.
Trust the process. It works.
That's very nice. Thank you, Amora. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to have you on again as a guest because she's got some cool stuff to share. She's a relationship coach. We're having you on as a guest in the future because you're a relationship coach. You do a lot of different things, wear a lot of different hats. And I know you work with kids, indigo, crystal, and rainbow children, so we'd love to hear about those because I know a lot of us have children that are crystal, rainbow, and indigo children. And she's a writer, too. So we got to get your autographs before your book comes out.
As long as it's not on the bottom of a check, I'm good.
There you go. Nice. Anyway, thank you, Amora. We appreciate it so much. Corinne, do you have anything you want to add or share with her? Because I know I don't want to push you too much tonight.
Oh, no. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much, Amora. That was great.
All right. Thanks, guys. Anyway. It's always fun.
All right. I'll catch up with you later. Bye. She said something really key tonight when she was talking about, the essence of looking for how, let me back up, excuse me. How things make you feel. Like if you want money, then then you would concentrate on the essence of what you're looking for, like a better car, a better home, more cash flow to do certain things, right? I learned something a long time ago. When you say, I want more money to pay my bills, you're always going to pay your bills most of the time. They may be late or you may have to borrow money, but you're always going to be able to pay your bills. So the one thing that I learned is if you're looking for more cash, more money, more whatever, concentrate on things that you would do with that, that if that you're paying your bills, like going on trips or setting up a college fund for your kids or something that would be fun and amazing to do that you would be afraid to do if that you're afraid to do right now. Not afraid, but reluctant to do. So and how would that make you feel if you had enough money to go on a great trip or a trip to Europe? Or these are some of the things that are buy houses, homes in different places of the world, which would be cool too as well, So I learned that a long time ago is just to concentrate not so much on paying your bills, but what would you do if you had the money? Where would you go? What would you do? What would you buy? Does that make sense?
That's great. No, that's great. No, absolutely. And I think a more... took that one step further. So you go along the lines with what you're saying is what would you do with the money if you had the money to pay your bills, right? Take trips, you buy nice things, you would do this and that. And then how would it make you feel doing these things, okay, taking these trips, right? You would feel joy, excitement, peace, at peace too, because you would be able to afford these great things. And by focusing on the emotion that these manifestations would bring you, opens the door to receiving so much more that the universe has to offer that matches the vibration of what you're focusing on. So if you're focusing on, that these things would make you happy, you're going to bring in a lot more happiness, not just with having the money to buy that car or take that trip, but a lot of other things that will bring you the same kind of happiness. And that's really great. That's really, really wonderful. When you think of it that way, you're basically opening the door to everything that the universe has to offer.
That's cool. I like that too as well. One of the things is you know, they were talking about writing your goals down, which I know that Napoleon Hill says that in Think and Grow Rich or the 16 Laws to Success. But one of the things that we talked about with people, you know, in our classes and on our calls is writing the script in your head. So let's give an example. You and I do each other's story. We tell each other's story all the time. Like I go, Corrine, I'm going to make this amount of money and I'm going to buy this, this, and this. I'm going to get married and have a great relationship. Instead of going in the past where, you know, if you tell the story where not where you're at, but where you would like to be, that's better than, because it sends out the vibration of attracting it to you. So, like, give me an example with you, because you and I do this all the time, like your story. Like, I just told you mine. I wanted to create more money, more success, have shows, different shows, do, you know, books, classes, traveling, motivational speaking, all the things that you and I have talked about doing. Instead of saying, hey, we're just getting started now with, you know, our first radio show, which is a great place to start, by the way. They're amazing here. And this is a step, you know. So, and because we thought about the story that we wanted to do before, then this is why we're here right now, okay, you know, in this particular place. So, you know, most people will tell their story, well, I don't have this, I don't have money, I don't have a job, my coworker's saying this to me, when will he stop, when will he call, when will she call, when will I get married, why don't I have better health, you know, when is my health going to get better? So instead of saying, you know, I'm not sure how it's going to happen, but I know that my health is going to improve because I've turned it over to my higher power, however you see that. I also don't know about the money, but I feel like because I'm putting my heart in the right place and I'm opening up and aligning myself, mind, body, and spirit, then the job is going to come or more money is going to come to me or I'm going to get ideas about how I need to generate more income. But when you say, I'm not sure how it's going to happen, it takes pressure off of, you know, us, because I know I'm the hardest person on myself. I know you are. Most of us are. We're our worst critic. But when we take it, the pressure off of us and say, I'm not sure how it's going to happen, and really move out of the way, because the universe will bring us, or the angels universe, the God of your understanding, will bring you everything that you're asking for, like Michael and Amora and Linda were saying, you know what I mean? Self-love and just in prayer, meditation, affirmations. How do you feel about that? Because you and I do it all the time. What's been some things that have happened in your life, you know, because of it? Do you mind?
I'm sorry.
I put you on the spot.
I'm looking at the lines that we've got that are pretty full right now. We've got Lindsay that's been waiting for a while, so let's take her call. We've got one more after. All right, we've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Hey, Lindsay from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Corrine. Hi, Corrine.
Hi.
Hey, I'm actually calling you. I have a bit of a question. I've been working myself personally on the art of allowing. Obviously, with the whole job thing, everyone, I think, for the most part, knows that by now. But I'm actually trying to work on something else with that as well. It's with my mom. For the most part, we have, like, a good relationship. This past year, the past actually year and a half has just been really, really tough on our family and things of that sort. And I've been really trying to allow for a better relationship between the two of us, but I'm having a lot of trouble allowing that energy whenever I try and meditate on it or, you know, tap into her energy. I just get like this overwhelming feeling like it's not okay, it's not good to do that, like it might upset me and what I'm trying to do in my life right now. I'm trying to, you know, become more independent just as a person, and I'm not sure if I'm heading down the wrong path with that.
Can I answer that a little bit, and then I want to hear what you say, Corrine, because I'm getting something really strong with that. Lindsay, one of the things, and parents, I think, can be very challenging because you try to raise them right, and then you got to let them go, right? That's what I've had to do with my dad and my mom both. I'm teasing about that. But instead of trying to send the emotion of love, because a lot of times when we say, I love you, I want to send the emotion of love to them, or, you know, or allowing, you know, thinking about you would want that with them. Send the energy of love, okay? The energy and emotion of love are two different things. Mm-hmm. And how do you tap in the energy of love is instead of, you know, send it to yourself first and send it to your mom second, you know, and just send that, you know, symbols are much better, I think, than the actual words because the words carry so much emotion with them. You know, when then, you know, you think about how you feel sometimes just having to tell your mom and dad you love them, although you do, or your mm-hmm. sister or your brother, whoever. So instead of sending the emotion of it, why don't you send a symbol? Like somebody told me today what they do is they send a music. They see sending musical notes to the person of, you know, that they want to send to them.
I send penguins.
Penguins are good, yes, okay, because mm-hmm. they're symbols. And the other thing, too, is one of the – ask to align yourself mind, body, and spirit because I know – moms can be challenging, and your mother's probably really challenging too. Our parents can be, but you know, if you're feeling that it's not right with her, is that what you're feeling? That to have a great relationship
yeah.
with her?
I think we're close.
Right, I understand, but it feels like there. You, it's like your mom is going through such a shift right now because I know who she, you know her. Where mm-hmm. she's, it's almost like she's got to be by herself. Do you understand what I mean? To figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel. You'll know because it will feel more right to send that, to really connect with her. But right now she, it's like the universe gives us lessons until we get them. Corrine and I were just talking about that last night. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get the same thing over and over again, and the only mm-hmm. constant in that situation is you, meaning whoever you is, could be me, you, Corrine, anybody else that's called in, then there's something that she's probably, the universe is trying to share with her and show her. Mm-hmm. And so right now is probably not the best time for you to try to connect with her like you're looking to do. But once she gets it, it'll be easier and their doors will be open. But send her the energy of love, okay, and compassion. I don't know why this is important to share with you, but also sometimes, and maybe it's for somebody else too, we always say, well, I feel sorry for that person. Just send them compassion, not feeling sorry, because that really contributes, that kind of emotion really doesn't help them at all. But compassion in learning their lessons, that's probably what I would do with my mom if it were my mother, and it has been. Send her compassion, the energy of compassion, that she learns her lessons, and she learns them soon, okay, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense a little bit? And it's probably not what you wanted to hear.
No, I got it. I understood.
All right. Corrine, do you have anything you want to share?
Just one thing. When she was talking, I got the symbol of a dove. And I had a friend, and I think Taria told you about this, I had a friend who was just a very difficult personality. And she was going through a lot of personal challenges, too, as well with her family and within herself. I mean, it was very, very challenging for her. And I sent her the energy of peace, and I sent her the image of a dove. And every time I would think about her, or, you know, I would hear from her or something, I would send her the energy of a dove, the symbol of a dove. And I would tell Tree, I said, you know, I don't know how, you know, she's going to be able to figure this out in her life and how things are going to be resolved, but I'm just going to keep sending her this image of a dove for peace, because I'm wishing for her to find peace. And somehow it'll be resolved. And I kid you not, Lindsay, within the week of doing that, she's 100 times better than before I started to do that. And it was just by me sending the energy of peace, she was able to tap into that. And I think it assisted her on her journey. So if you're having hard times, you know, separating yourself from sending emotion to someone, send a symbol. And with that symbol, you'll be sending energy. And it's a great tool. It's a great tool.
Aww,
does that make sense?
There you go.
Yeah, I got it.
Do you have anything else, Lindsay, you want to share?
No, that was about it. But thank you guys so much for your time and everything. Corrine, feel better.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, Lindsay.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, honey.
Thanks,
all
Lindsay.
Right, bye.
Bye. I'm like, do I sound that different where people can tell that I'm just not feeling well?
No, I just brought it up. I'm getting the energy of a hot, sexy doctor, okay, to you, okay? Do you understand that symbol?
Or a bath and some soup and something. I don't know. Yeah. Some med-
hot sexy doctor doing that. Right now.
And I know some you got a tea. Yeah. I know he won't be too happy with that.
Yeah.
Just some tea.
You know that. Yeah.
Okay, Terry, do we have time to take one more call? We've got Teresa that's waiting. Okay, and then we've got, I think we've got to close it up pretty soon, so we'll take Teresa real quick.
Hi, Teresa. How are you? Happy Friday.
How are
and
you,
talk-
how are you, Corrine?
Good.
Hi.
Hi.
Talk to us about what's going on in your life. What's your question, and what do you,
oh,
what
no,
do you
no,
share
I was
with us?
I'm going to say that I've done the Daily Diamonds for the past 3 weeks now, and I have definitely seen improvements in my husband and in situations around me. And, you know, they do work. It's just, it's just amazing how fast you something happens once you forgive yourself.
Wow. So you wow. So did you create your own phrases when you're doing the Daily Diamonds, or did you use the ones that
I use the ones that you guys sent me, and you know, the first after 3 days I have a very love hate relationship with my husband. And so one morning I was telling Tari this, I was, you know, trying to do the best I could just to make him happy in the morning. So I woke up, I did a breakfast, I did everything, and he was just kept badgering. And I just put my fingers in my ears and just kept saying the Daily Diamonds, I am a good person, I am a great wife, I am a great mom. You know, and finally I had an out-of-body experience. And I noticed that he was coming in the kitchen, and I took my hands away from my ears, and I kept stirring the coffee, and he still ragged and was upset. And I went into the bathroom, I started saying the Hail Marys, and I heard the door slam. And then about 15 minutes later, when he got to work, he called and apologized for his actions, which
really
I could
nice.
Tell you, I can guarantee you, he would never, ever apologize, ever.
Wow.
And I take that little bit of hope that I get, the little symbols that he gives me, you know, that things are working, and I just, you know, I live off of that till things get better, you know, because I know there's a reason he's in my life. I don't know exactly what it is, but it'll come to me once it's there, you know, but I want to tell people that it does work.
Aw, thank you, Teresa, and I know you're a little Pisces, so that little energy, that easy energy that you have, and you're growing. You're also extremely, extremely psychic, so can't wait to talk to you more about that. But thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I do the symbols for my brother. I was telling you that this afternoon. I do the symbols of music.
Oh,
that's
wow.
She's the one with the music.
Up, yeah, when we were growing up, my mom is Italian, so she always sang in the house. So I knew the types of songs would mean the types of emotions she had. So whenever I work with my brother or my sister, you know, whenever I'm in their space, but I've been learning this recently. I used to be very angry. I used to be very volatile. They screamed at me, I would scream louder. But I'm learning about myself through Tari and this program that, you know what, it's really with me. I have to get me better in order to get things around me. I mean, I have a business that I want to start, but I'm not even concentrating on it, which was weird because Tari was trying to talk to me about that today. I haven't even put a thought into it. I've been just trying to work on me, which is weird.
Well, that's important.
Because I used to think about money.
Teresa, you take it and work on you because we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
Really quickly, Corrine, thank you for calling, by the way.
AngelCoaches.com.
You can get a list of our calls there and our classes and what's going on. And we do a lot of stuff for a lot of different people. And most of all, we have a lot of fun with it and get create a lot of joy. So angelcoaches.com. We have a conference call on Tuesday night at 9:30, 308-344-6400. And the passcode is 918-787-pound. You can go to angelcoaches.com to get the call-in number, and it's 9:30 East Coast. And I think we've got to go, so thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a great night.